Stage 27, Regional Prison. At the fortress at Hohentwiel was most graciously condemned, and today, both safeguarded and dispatched, Johannes Jacobi, known as Goyder, brother of Hannikel and Wenzel, served with a life sentence. This report from the Schwäbische Merkur newspaper in 1787 confirms a further use of Hohentwiel, little known to this day. For around 200 years, Hohentwiel was used as a state prison. This was how some of the members of the notorious Jakob Reinhardt band of robbers, also known as Hannikel, came to Hohentwiel, where they atoned for their crimes as Schellenwerker, or labourers forced to wear a bell of warning. These labourers were given hard work to complete and were heavily watched over. They were chained up, including a ball chained to their ankles, and at work they wore a hat adorned with a bell, so that they could be heard from a distance. The Hannikel group was around in the Pfalz and Württemberg in 1770 and wreaked havoc. After the murder of a Württemberg soldier, first 27 and then 28 members of the group were caught, thanks to the efforts of the Sulz Oberamtmann Schäfer. The gang leaders Hannikel himself and three of his comrades were sentenced to death. The others received either long or life sentences. The women and young folk were sent to a place of detention.
Sometimes the Herzog would give someone a reprieve to the fortress itself. This is what happened to Ludwig Fackler, born in Rosenfelder, who stabbed a fellow student in 1736 while studying in Tübingen. His sentence was read out in Tübingen. Fackler should be sentenced to death, thus because he tried to take a life by the sword. And yet 3 days later he was reprieved by Herzog Karl Alexander von Württemberg and given 5 years of hard labour at the Hohentwiel fortress, on bread and water.
At Hohentwiel there was place not only for criminals and common thieves, but also the state prisons for officers, noblemen and other high-ranking people subjected to sentences. They were not locked up in a cellar, but in the rooms on the south wing of the Herzog's castle and in equally uncomfortable conditions.
The most famous of these was the legally qualified Johann Jakob Moser, often described as father of German state law. He was professor of law, first at the University of Tübingen, then in Frankfurt under Oder, and wrote a major work on German state law. In 1751, Moser became Landschaftskonsulent in Württemberg, and so representative of the regional parliament to the government and the Herzog himself. In this function he opposed the attempts of Herzog Karl Eugen to finance the maintenance of the military without the agreement of the regional parliament. As a result of this, he fell out of grace with the Herzog, who had him brought to Hohentwiel in July 1759 without trial. Here he had to endure solitary confinement with no contact with the outside world and, worst of all, with no paper or quill. Only after 5 years and only after the support of Frederick the Great at the Imperial High Court was he released.